بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، we were looking at the advice of Imam Ibn Abi Hatim rahmatullah alayh with regard to developing a certain qualities of our conduct, all of which have to do with learning adab before we learn or we try to learn the deen, then get some knowledge of Islam. And he said, when you are present, you are not known. Seize the benefit of five things before from the people of your time. So, when you are present, you are not known. When you are absent, you are not missed. The third one, he said, was when you are seen, your advice is not sought. So, people don't recognize you. They don't care for you. They don't seek your advice. And then he said, when you do say something, what you say is not accepted. Your saying is not accepted. And he then said, when you have some knowledge, you are not given anything for it. I mean, you are not paid for it. Nobody comes and gives you a gift because of what they learned from you and so on. Now, he said that these are qualities to be learnt. Now, if you see all of these, they all point to one very simple thing, which is to understand ourselves as being completely and totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humility, it's not a question of being humble. I always remind myself, it's not a question of being humble. If, for example, Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah said about something which a lot of us, I'm sure many of us have heard this, maybe we even use it, where he said, if somebody says, in my humble opinion, he is not being humble. Because what's the meaning of humble opinion? You know, in my opinion, somebody who's trying to be humble is actually not humble. He may be trying, and of course, this is good for him to try. But obviously, the person is not humble, because if he is humble, then why is he trying? So, the issue of humility is to be in a state where humility is your state. That is your reality. You are not trying to be humble. You are humble. And that is achievable when we realize our actual reality. And our actual reality is that all that we have and all that we may feel proud about is really by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is by his generosity. It is because of his protecting us. It is because of his covering up our faults that the things that we are honored for are all things that, you know, if people knew the overall aspect of our lives, maybe we would not have got the respect and honor that we do have. Now, therefore, it is very important to keep on reminding ourselves. And that is the advice that Imam Ibn Abi Hatim is giving us here, where he is saying that if you are in this state where nobody recognizes you, obviously, nobody knows you, and that's why they don't recognize you. If you go away, you're not missed. If you say something, it's not valued, because people, very few people are objective enough to consider what is said without considering or without being influenced by who is saying it. Most of us and most people are far more influenced by who is saying something rather than about what is actually being said. Whereas the opposite is what should happen. It doesn't matter who is speaking, what matters is what they are saying. But that's not how most people see things. So therefore, if people don't know you, they don't recognize you, they're not likely to accept what you say, and obviously they will not seek your advice. And least of all, they are not going to reward you for giving them that advice. Now you might say, you know, this is all fine, but it's obviously unpleasant and painful. Why must I go through that? This is again the same issue, which is we need to do all of these things because we need to save ourselves from arrogance. And the only way to save ourselves from arrogance is to continuously keep reminding ourselves of how weak we are, keep reminding ourselves of our weaknesses, and not become drunk with our own sort of greatness as demonstrated by our own opinion of ourselves. So that is the main thing that I want to ask you. The issue is that, like exercise, this is something that we need to keep doing. And like exercise, beneficial exercise begins with pain. It begins with feeling the pain, and then slowly the pain goes and the muscles develop, strength develops. So also in this, when we deny our nafs, we deny our ego, it's what it is seeking, which is self-glorification and so on, then we obviously we will feel the pain of that. But over time, the ego gets tamed, and then it doesn't allow us to fall into the calamity of self-destruction, which is called arrogance. My brothers and sisters, I cannot possibly decry, and I cannot possibly, warn myself and you any more about arrogance. I mean, there's no overemphasis in that. Arrogance is suicide. Arrogance is literally the greased slide into Jahannam, slide into hell. Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who is arrogant, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said that kibr is my cloak, and the one who tries to take from it, I will destroy him. Now obviously this is not something that we want to go anywhere close to. And this is the meaning of arrogance, to look down on somebody. Now if you take these five things and look at the opposite of that, then you will see what arrogance is. So the first thing is, when you are present, you are not known. Here, the moment you come, everybody recognizes you. Now when you are absent, you are not missed. In this case, if you are not there, everyone is asking for you. Now when you are seen, your advice is not sought. The opposite of that is that people are constantly seeking your advice. When you say something, what you say is not accepted. The opposite of it is, whatever you say is taken as gospel truth and people will just follow it blindly. Number five is, when you have some knowledge, you are not given anything for it. The opposite of that is that people are giving you positions and money and so on and so forth because you are knowledgeable. Now, all of these five things, if these five opposites were there, then it would result in you or me or whoever it applies to, in us feeling very grand and glorious about ourselves, and therefore falling into the trap of arrogance. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from arrogance. I ask Allah to keep us humble. I ask Allah to keep us grounded. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to always remember that everything we have is because of His grace, Jalla Jalalu. There is nothing that I have which I can honestly claim credit for. And I ask Allah to always remind us of this and to enable us to always remember it. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ اجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.